SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Valley Quilters Guild is gearing up for their annual quilt show held at Valleywide Recreation Center in San Jacinto on February 7th and 8th. Here to tell us more is President of the Valley Quilters Guild, Grace Ward, and Diana Fish, Quilt Show Chair. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper, for having us.
Yes, we're excited about being here.
Start by telling us how you became interested in quilting.
Well, I grew up with my grandmother and my mother doing quilting all of my life. And so as I started sewing when I was about 9 or 10, I started playing around with the sewing machine and eventually started doing quilting.
Oh, gosh. I had a hard time figuring out what inspired me to be a quilter. I've been a sewer all my life, it seems. And one of the things I thought about doing for a baby shower one year, I think, inspired me to become a quilter. And it had been a dream for a number of years before I got started.
Tell us about the process of making a quilt. How long does it take to make, and what skills are involved?
There's varying skills. There's a lot of complexity about a quilt. You start with a piece of fabric or several pieces of fabric. You cut them up and you put them in a design and sew them back together. Once you've sewn them together, you've made a quilt top. Once you've made the quilt top, then you have to put it into three layers, which is the backing, the batting, and the quilt top. And then either you hand quilt it or you have a long armor quilt it, and then you bind it, makes a quilt. It can take anywhere from 2 or 3 days to several years.
Tell us about the Valley Quilters Guild.
Our guild is to support the women that are quilters, to inspire them. We have programs to teach them different skills, techniques, and we have programs, we have workshops, we have philanthropic quilts where we give back to the community, and we give to organizations such as Hospice, Restart, Birth Choice, and many others. We have the philanthropic quilt that we sell tickets to each year, and we have scholarship baskets at our quilt show that we give to students, scholarships to students. And last year, through our philanthropic quilt, we gave away 4 scholarships, which were $1,500 each to 4 different students going to either teaching or to arts.
How many members do you have, and are you all at the same skill level?
We have 93 members, and we're at all different skill levels. We have people that have been quilting for years, and we have people that are only been quilting for a year.
Tell us more about the philanthropic quilts that you make.
We have a group called Comfort Quilts, and the Comfort Quilts get together and they make quilt tops. All of our members are encouraged to do 2 quilts a year to give away to the different organizations. And with that, we have people that meet every Monday to put these together. And we have people that also make the quilts and donate them to the Comfort Quilts to give away. In addition, we give away some dolls and we give away receiving blankets. So we're very involved in giving back as part of our mission.
I'm speaking with Grace Ward, president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and Diana Fish, chair of their quilt show. Tell us about the quilt show coming up on February 7th and 8th.
Well, we have a vendor mall. You can shop our vendors, mostly handcrafted items. We have a featured quilter that has been a very active member and has quite a few different beautiful quilts for display. We have opportunity baskets that support our scholarship funds for our high school seniors. We have a consignment boutique where people in the guild make items for sale at our consignment booth. We also have a room called Second Time Around. And this is a year-long process of sorting, pricing. Gosh, what else do we do? There's notions, there's fabric, there's different kinds of fabric, there's books, there's patterns. All go for a very nominal price. We have over 100 quilts. I have 117 quilts for display. They are juried. They have to toe the line. before they're even accepted for display. And then we have a judge that judges on several different categories. Our opportunity quilt that supports our high school senior scholarship fund is called Tribal Sunset, and the winning ticket will be drawn about 3:45 on Saturday. You do not have to be present to win the quilt. If you want more information, this is our 45th annual quilt show, and if you want more information, you can go to our website, which is valleyquilters.org, or look us up on Facebook under Hemet Valley Quilters, and you'll get more information from the website.
You said that these quilts are juried. What does that mean?
That means that they have to be accepted as good enough to be in the quilt show in the first place.
And you said that they get judged in several categories. What are some of those categories?
Sometimes it's the quilting. The actual quilting is stitching that gets judged. Sometimes it's whether or not a certain technique was used, whether it's traditional or whether it's an art quilt. We have several different categories.
We have hand quilting and machine quilting. We have different size quilts. So we have anywhere from 8x10 to a king size quilt. So we have all different sizes. The whole part about the quilt show is to inspire others to see the art that's involved in the quilts that are just beautiful, and hand piecing applique, just regular piecing quilts. So it just, there's different categories, and we have a first, second, and third place winners.
And are these all local quilters that are submitting their quilts, or do they come from all over?
Any quilter can participate in our program. The only ones that can't win a prize is one that has won a prize in a national quilt show. They're not eligible to win one of ours, because we are trying to encourage local quilters to be a part of our quilt show, and it doesn't have to be members of our quilt guild. Any quilter that has a quilt can enter our show.
And tell us about the quilt that you can win at this event.
It's called Tribal Sunset. And the design is by Material Maven. Tickets are 6 tickets for
$5.
And that doesn't mean you'd only spend $5. Hand them a 20 if you could. And remember, it supports our high school senior scholarship fund.
What do you personally think makes a beautiful quilt?
I think there's many different quilt types. There's traditional, art, modern, and utility quilts. And I think it's in the eyes of the beholder. What I might look at and think is absolutely beautiful, someone else might not think the same thing, because they might be looking at it through an artistic eye. I'm looking at it from more of a traditional. So it just depends on what your heart tells you is beautiful.
I have a tendency personally to enjoy a cottage style quilt, which has a vintage feel but using brighter, more modern colors. So I've dabbled in a little art quilt. It's not quite for me. I kind of bridge between traditional and modern with this cottage style that I like.
I've been speaking with Grace Ward, president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and Diana Fish, chair of their quilt show, which is coming up February 7th and 8th in San Jacinto. Where can people go to get more information on either the Valley Quilters Guild or the quilt show?
The best place for them to really get our information is our website, which is valleyquilters.org. Or we do have a Facebook page, which is Hemet Valley Quilters. And that would be the best two places to catch it. We also have meetings on the fourth Tuesday of each month at Seven Hills Community Center in Hemet.
And anything else you think we should know?
We just hope people come to our quilt show and be inspired by our quilts and by our other opportunities of shopping. And I know most people love our second time around, which has so many opportunities to spend some money.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for making our world a little more beautiful.
Thank you for allowing us to come.
It's our honor, Pepper.